my whole face was burnt.
在同一年的时候呢，有一个煤气罐爆炸，整个人的火就烧到我的脸。
And I get home from school one day.
那天呢，我就从学校回家。
After my face had been burnt only a couple months.
那其实那是正好是我的脸被烧几个月之后。
A very difficult time. I was playing with matches.
那我那个时候呢，在玩火柴。
And the gas can blew up in my face.
煤气罐呢，在他的那些后面。
When I burnt my face, I screamed so loud.
那我的脸在烧的时候呢，就是我就大声的喊叫。
My brother could hear me 2 blocks away.
那我的哥呢，就是在两个这个街区以外都能听见我。
The other guy that was with me, he ran away.
那有一个伙伴跟我一起的，但是他跑掉了。
So I go running home.
我就拼命往家里跑。
My brother had just got off of school.
我的哥哥从学校回来。
And all his friends were in the front yard.
他的朋友都在前院里面。
When they see me come running around the corner,
当他看到我在这个跑到家的时候，
they all run away.
他们都跑掉了。
Because my face looked so bad.
我的脸呢就很难看。
It was literally blown off.
那事实上就是被爆炸了。
It was winter time.
但是冬天。
The only one who didn't run was my brother.
那唯一一个没有跑掉的人是我的哥哥。
He grabbed my head and he stuck my face in the snow.
他就把我的脸抓住以后呢，按在雪里面。
I could hear the sizzling because my face was all on fire.
我会听到这个雪融化的呲呲的声音，因为我的脸色非常的热。
He screamed to get 911.
他就开始大叫要叫911。
With much more colorful words.
当然他有很多其他的话粗话。
But he held me in the snow all this time.
但是他把我的脸按在，他一直在帮助我。
And the snow kept melting and melting.
那个雪呢，开始融化，融化，融化。
But by the time the ambulance got there,
当到救护车来的时候
，my face was just about touching the ground 3 feet down.
那事实上就是说，整个是进了3尺深在那个雪里面，我的脸。
So I'm in the ambulance.
我就进到救护车里面。
And my brother's screaming for them to go through the lights.
那就说，我的哥哥呢，就说，大声叫，就说。
All I could hear was my brother yelling.
我一直听到的是我哥哥在大叫。
Faster, faster!
快快快快！
So when I get to the hospital,
当我去到医院的时候，
my mother and my aunt,
我的妈妈和婶妈妈和姨姨，
all night long,
整天晚上，
they put ice on my face.
他们就把冰块放在我的脸上。
They went after bucket and bucket of ice. It kept melting, melting, melting.
一桶的这个。这个冰块呢就放在我的脸上融化融化融化
Now I closed my I used to have like nice long eyelashes
他过去呢他的非常长的眼睫毛非常漂亮自豪的眼睫毛
I have pictures they were this long
我可以给你看那个照片这么长的眼睫毛
But I closed my eyes so tight
那我把眼睛呢就闭得很紧
Just a little tips didn't burn off
就是有一点点还没有被烧掉
It grew back a little bit
又长回来一点点
But the doctor said, because I closed my eyes so tight,
那医生说，因为你闭眼睛很紧呢。
It never affected my eyes at all.
你的眼睛还是保存得很好。
And because my mother and my brother, what they did instantaneous,
那因为我的哥哥和我的妈妈应急非常的及时。
The doctor said,
那医生说，
they did the exact right thing.
他们两个人做了就是真正应该做的事情。
Because of that, my face never blistered.
所以呢，因着如此呢，就是我的脸呢，从来没有变形什么的。
So I have no scars.
所以今天没有一块疤在脸上。
My face was one scab.
那当时呢，就是一块一大块。
Have you ever seen the Fantastic Four?
如果你们看过那个电影叫做 Fantastic Four.
There's one man named Ben.
那有一个人的名字叫 Ben.
His face is all squares.
他的脸上呢，有很多的方块。
Like a rock.
就是有点点石头一样。
My brothers nicknamed me this because of my face looked ugly.
因为我的哥哥就把我叫做这个 Ben.
But then little scabs started falling off my face.
所以我脸上的一块一块的这个疤就掉下来。
And before you know, all the scabs were gone.
那后来发现这个疤这些都疤痕就掉了。
My face was pink like a little baby.
我的脸就变成粉红色像小孩一样。
But the skin was brand new.
但是那个皮肤是。新的。
The doctor said it was a miracle.
大夫说这是一个奇迹。
It was all because he said what your brother did first.
那他说，第一个要感谢你的哥哥做的事情。
And your mother and your aunt.
那要谢谢你的妈妈和你的姨姨。
But then after I went to school, I come home 2 months later, like I said.
就是两三个月之后，我就再次回到学校。
And mother said, "Get in the car." It was the last day of school.
就是最后一天了，就是学校的最后一天。
I said, "Get in the car." What are you doing?
上车，上车做什么？
So I'm leaving your father. I was only 8 years old.
他就说我要离开你的爸爸。
I didn't know what was going on.
我八岁，我说我不知道你们做什么呢。
One day life was good.
啊，有一天，前面的日子过得很好。
Next day life was terrible.
第二天突然变成地狱一样的生活。
We moved into low rental housing, my mother.
后来就去的廉价的租房里面去租房子住了。
With my brothers and my sisters, there were 5 of us kids.
那我们当时有五个兄弟姐妹。
That day something came into my life that was evil. I know it.
那天开始有一个邪恶的东西就进到我的心里面。
I was such a good little boy up till then.
但是前面呢，我真的是一个好孩子。
But that day, me and my mother were putting our bunk beds together.
就那天晚上呢，我们和我的母亲呢，就把这个高低床呢，就是架起来。
Just in a concrete basement, no bedroom.
那就是在一个水泥的壳子里面，在一个地下室里面。
My mother didn't mean to do this, but she turned around and accidentally hit me in the elbow with a hammer.
我的妈妈呢在钉钉子的时候就把我的胳膊上钉了砸了一锤。
I had never sworn in my life before this.
我过去呢我从来不会来在我的就是诅咒发誓。
But I got so mad at my mother.
我那天对我的妈妈非常的恨她。
I went outside to the driveway.
我跑到这个车道上面去。
My life was shattered.
那我的生活开始破碎。
I remember kicking a rock.
我就开始踢一个石头
and saying my first swear word
开始第一次说咒诅的话
then I look around the neighborhood
我看到这个街区
and we were living like I said in very low rental housing
我们当时就是非常廉价的便宜的租的房子里面住在里面
it looked very terrible the neighborhood
当时看到这个整个的社区呢是非常的惨
my mother had to go to work and have 3 jobs
我的妈妈呢必须要去工作而且是要三份工打三份工
My father never gave my mother any money
我的父亲从来不给我妈妈一分钱
So she worked 3 jobs
她妈妈呢就打三份工
She worked as a night auditor in a hotel
在一个旅馆里面呢那边就是做这个做一份生意
She worked
做一份工
Sawmill
又在一个sawmill就是那个木头锯木房里面也做一份
called Weyerhaeuser that's the name of it
就是 Weyerhaeuser
very big company
是很大的一个工厂
my mother was a little woman
我的妈妈是一个矮女人
5'4"
5'4"
100 pounds soaking wet
就是100磅
but she worked in these mills
就是在那面锯木房里面就是做事情
she would come home with her fingers that had slivers and she'd pick the slivers out at night time
就是她看到她回家的时候呢手指都打泡了她就把那个东西要老茧要剥掉
it was so difficult for her
那时候对她很难
but she took care of us kids
但是呢她来就是来照顾我们这些孩子
but she was never home
但是呢她从来不在家有没有工作
my brothers became drug dealers
那我的哥哥呢就变成一个贩毒的人
so I basically got raised by my brothers
我其实就是我哥哥把我养大了
I started smoking marijuana that year only 8 years old
那八岁我开始就抽大麻
I didn't know anything different
我就不能分辨这些东西
no one had told me about Jesus
没有人给我告诉过耶稣基督
I'm Italian we were raised Catholic
我是一个意大利人我们背景呢就是天主教
In those days, they would speak Latin in the church.
那个时候呢，在天主教里面讲道都是用拉丁文来讲。
So I never went to the church.
我从来不去这种教会。
My mother used to tell me before my parents broke up.
那我的母亲呢，在他们两个人离异之前呢，会给我讲一些事情。
She would come into my bedroom and said, "You'll be talking to your friend." Sorry.
她就来到我的卧室里面说你跟你的弟兄朋友在讲了很多话。
Now I know today who it was. It was Jesus. I know that now.
那现在我知道那个谁是耶稣。
But that day, my mother said, "You lost that voice. You never talk to him anymore."
她说你从今天开始呢，耶稣好像你不跟耶稣讲话了。
I did not know what I had. I did not know what I lost.
那我不知道我有了什么，又失去了什么。
So now I will go ahead till I was 14 years old.
我要给大家讲一下我在14岁的时候发生了什么事情。
My brothers are basically raising me.
那我的哥哥呢就在好像带着我长大。
I'm selling marijuana to make money also.
我也去卖大麻，这就是去赚钱。
Well, kids nowadays think it's cool.
那现在呢人觉得这个东西很酷。
To be a criminal or a street child.
觉得去放点小罪，完了以后在街上流荡。
I tell them there's nothing cool about it.
我告诉你一点也不酷。
We did it because we had to live.
我们要这样做，因为我们必须要生存。
Nowadays, lots of people do it just because they think it's cool.
现在有好多人做，是因为他们觉得很酷。
I tell them, wait till you have a gun in your face, it's not too cool.
那我告诉你，如果枪对着你的脸的话，你不会酷。
Or wait till you do a year or two in prison, it's not too cool.
你等着两三年，你在监狱里面的时候，你不会酷。
I tell you that now, I didn't say that then.
那我现在，今天我这样讲，那时候不会这样讲。
So I'm bringing marijuana to school.
我把那个大麻呢带到学校里面。
And in grade 9, they end up kicking me out.
九年级的时候，他们就把我踢出了学校。
I went to where we had three school, stages of school, elementary, middle grade, and high school.
我们那时候有小学、中学和高中。
So in grade 9, I smoked so much marijuana, I didn't do no schoolwork.
在九年级的时候，我抽了太多大麻，我根本就不做作业。
Now I'm not exalting the things I did wrong.
那我不会来高举这些我做错的事情。
I'm exalting the God who saved me.
那我要来高举就是他救了我的那个神。
At 14 years old,
14岁的时候
that's when I was kicked out of school.
我就被踢出了学校。
My brothers were shooting, now they're shooting needles in their arms.
我的哥哥呢才是用针，毒品用针了。
Heroin, cocaine.
Heroin, cocaine, cocaine.
At 14 years old, I said, okay.
14岁的时候说来给我也来吧。
So for the next 5 years, I shot drugs in my arm.
所以后来的五年呢，我就用针开始打毒品。
My brother's in prison.
我的哥哥呢，那时候就进了监狱。
And his girlfriend's in prison.
他的女朋友也进了监狱。
Not high security, minimum security.
他不是那种。很高监督的监狱是那种中级的中级监狱。
So, I escaped my brother from one prison.
那我把我哥哥从一个监狱里面就是救出来。
His girlfriend got a pass from the other prison.
他的女朋友呢在另外一个监狱里面得到一个通行证。
To go to the library.
可以去这个图书馆。
So I went and got her also.
那我就是跟他一起去。
So now my brother and his girlfriend in my apartment.
那现在呢，就是我的哥哥和他的女朋友在我的住的地方。
I have two handguns in my apartment.
那我的手里面，我在那边有两支手枪。
With bullets.
那上了子弹上膛的。
Now you might not know this.
你不知道。
But if you get caught with bullets and the gun, it's much worse.
那如果你的油枪又与子弹上了膛的话，如果警察抓到你，你的问题就非常非常的严重。
So we learned a way to hide our bullets.
那所以呢，我们就学习怎么样把我们的子弹藏起来。
We throw them in the milk jug. Throw them in the milk jug, milk container.
我们就把这个它呢装在这个牛奶罐子里面。
The reason I'm telling you this.
我为什么要给你讲呢
？Is because I'm going down the road in a minute.
那下面我继续讲的时候呢
？I'll explain about how I got busted.
那后来我怎么样？就是尝到这些事情里面去。
But first of all, I will tell you how my brother and his girlfriend got busted.
那首先我要跟讲讲我的哥哥和他的女朋友怎么样，就是尝到这些事情就被抓。
They were in my apartment.
他们在我的住的地方。
So I tied ropes from the fourth floor apartment long enough for them to get away.
那我就从这个四楼的窗户里面用绳子把他们坠下去逃跑。
I had very long hair, way down my back.
那当时呢，我有非常长的这个头发，
一直到肩。I dressed like a hippie.
我当时是像一个嬉皮士一样，就是穿的像嬉皮士。
But this one day,
但有一天
，I decided to change my whole look.
那我决定呢，我要变化我的形象。
I got my hair cut about the length of Bing's.
那我就把我的头发剪成像冰这样短的呀。
I bought brand new clothes.
我就买了很新的衣服。
I bought brand new shoes.
我把我很新的鞋子。
I had lots of money.
我当时有很多的钱。
I like my new shoes.
我喜欢我的新鞋。
So I walk into a magazine store.
我就走到一个卖杂志的。
And I just grab a magazine.
我就抓到一个杂志。
And I look at the teller.
那就看这个卖
的。I said, catch me if you can.
说你能不能抓到我？我抓了以后就跑。
I'm explaining the attitude I had.
那当时我的观念，我的这种态度就是这样。我抓了东西就走。
The attitude I had.
我的 当时的态度就是这样。
That I can do anything.
就是我可以做任何的事情。
Anywhere.
任何地方。
Anytime.
任何时候。
And if you can't stop me.
如果你不能抓住我。
No one can.
就我没有人能够抓住。
I ran from the police very, very much.
我从就是在警察面前逃跑，那是家常便饭。
So this day I'm coming into my apartment, totally look different.
那天呢，我回到我的家里面，完全崭新的一副模样。
I get into the elevator.
我进到电梯里面。
I'm looking at the magazine. It was a Muscle and Fitness magazine. You might know the magazine.
Muscle and
Fitness.
Fitness.
It's still Muscle. It's still there today. You can go buy it today.
就是一本怎么样来健身的一个杂志，在那个电梯里面我就开始看。
Because I trained all the time.
我自己一直在锻炼身体。
Everything.
就是不断的锻炼。
So the elevator door is closing.
那个门呢开始，电梯门就开始关。
A hand sticks in. I see a hand.
我看到一个手呢就伸进来。
And the door opens.
那个门就开了。
Three of the biggest cops you've ever saw are standing there.
三个巨大的警察，我从来没见过这么高大的警察在那个地方。
One had a cowboy hat on.
有一个呢戴着一个牛仔帽。
Long jacket.
很长的这个衣
shotgun inside
那两个这个枪在里面
the other two were dressed in just normal clothes
那另外两个呢是正常的服装
and when they come in they kind of looked at me
他们进来的时候就看看我
because they know who I am
因为他们知道我是谁
but it didn't trigger them
但是呢没有去给他们一个拉响警报
they pressed the fourth floor which is my floor
但是呢他们按了四楼
I say third floor please
我就说三楼请按三楼
My heart's pounding coming through my chest
我的心在蹦蹦跳
On the outside I'm cool
但是外面呢我看得很酷
So I get off third floor and run down the stairs as fast as I can
但是我就三楼下去呢我就往下跑了
I pick up the phone because it rings to my apartment
那我就我的电话呢就接起来因为当时是打
I was trying to warn my brother
那我就打电话给我的楼上的哥哥说
When they picked up the phone, though, it wasn't my brother, it was the police.
但是他们接电话的时候呢，我听到是警察在接电话。
So now I ran out the back door.
那我就从后门跑。
And me and a friend owned a car.
那我和我的朋友呢，两个人有一个车。
A Super B, you might know what it is, a dark Super B.
叫一个黑色的 Super B.
It was yellow.
是。
With black stripes.
是有这种黄色，但是有黑色的条纹在上面。
So when I ran out the back,
从后面过去呢
I jump in and just drive away.
我就。跳进去就开车。
I ran around.
我就转了一圈。
I didn't know my friend was going up the stairs.
我不知道我的朋友是往楼梯上面走了。
His name was Brent Kernbauer.
他的名字叫。
My brother was trying to use his ID.
那我的哥哥呢？试图用我朋友的这个 ID， 就是身份证。
So when this is what my brother told me later.
这是我的哥哥后来告诉我的。
When the police came in.
当警察来的时候呢
？Shotgun to his head.
就把那个枪就瞄准他的头。
He said, "My name, I'm Dale Kernbauer."
他我哥哥呢就说我是David Kernbauer。
And he said, "No, we know you're Nick DiNardo."
他说我们知道你是 Nick DiNardo。
Where's your brother?
你的哥哥弟弟在哪
？The next second, my friend comes in the door. He has a key to come in.
过了一秒钟呢，我的朋友就来到，就他有门上的钥匙，就打开门进来。
He tells me later this story.
他后来告诉我这样的故事。
His name, he's the Kernbauer that my brother tried to say he was. Sorry.
他就是真的那个 Kernbauer。
When he comes in, the police throw him to the ground.
那一进来呢，警察就把他摁倒在地，枪就瞄。
What's your name?
他说你叫什么名字
？Brent Kernbauer. Brent Kernbauer.
Brent Kernbauer.
He said he tried that.
他说他刚才试图用这个名字，你有没有这个名字
？He said I am Brent Kernbauer.
他说我就是 Brent Kernbauer.
He said how'd you get here?
他说你怎么来的
？They said my car out back.
他说我的车在停在后面。
In the couple minutes he went up the stairs.
他那因为几分钟他们来到楼上。
The car is gone.
车已经走了，他开车走了。
Because of the police went to look out on the balcony.
因为警察窗户里面往下一看。
To see the car.
看车
It's not there, but at the same time, they see the ropes I have.
他就说看到那个绳子在那个地方。
You won't believe what they did.
你知道他们做什么吗
？They took the ropes and cut them, so there's just a little fray left. And he's.
他们把绳子呢就切成一条一条。
If any one of us had tried to get away, we would die.
但是他绳子呢就切的就是你往下追的话就断了掉掉死。
No, I didn't know this.
我不知道这个就是。
For 1 week, they stayed in my apartment.
有一个星期呢，他们待在我的这个 apartment 里。
I had about $3,500 in my apartment.
我当时呢有这个三万多块钱。
It was hidden in my boxing gloves.
在我的这个拳击手套里面。
So I got to get into the apartment to get my boxing gloves somehow.
我就想呢，就回去拿我的这个拳击手套里面有钱。
So I wait for the week.
我就等了一个星期。
And I send somebody else in first.
我就先派了一个人去我的房间。
But I wasn't going to tell them where my money was.
我没有告诉他我的钱在哪里。
Because they would have told me it's gone.
他们会告诉我钱不见了。
We're all drug dealers. We're all criminals.
因为所以我们都是犯罪罪犯，都会做这种事情。
That's the way that world. We can step back a little further. That's the way that world is.
那个时候我的世界就是这样。
So now I did not know this. The ropes were cut.
那我不知道他们把那个绳子呢，其实中间已经切了。
When I went.
连在一起，但是切断了。警察做这种事。
I only found this out six months later after I come back.
那后来六七个月之后，我才发现。
But when I went into the apartment, if they had come,
那我进到这个 apartment 里，如果他们来
，I would have tried to get away and I would have died.
我可能就会拿这个绳子往下跑。
I'm telling you all these things because this is how close. One second, the door was stopped and opened by the police. Otherwise, I would have been in the apartment.
所以呢，就是我们见到这些事情，就是说，如果警察稍微来得晚或者早一点，我已经在楼上了。
I would have never went to California.
我就从来不会去加州，加州对他很重要。
So God bless me, I got into my apartment very quickly.
那后来我就进到这个我的房间，很快。
Grab my money, grab my gym bag.
所以拿了钱，背了包。
Throw a little bit of stuff into my gym bag.
一些需用品装到里面。
Now they had found the two handguns.
其实呢，他们已经找到了两个手枪。
But I went and shook the milk container.
但是呢，他们没有找到在那个牛奶罐里面的子弹。
And the bullets were still there.
子弹还在牛奶罐里面。
So I knew my brother was busted.
我知道我的哥哥已经被抓。
But the apartment was in my name.
但是呢，那个 apartment 是在我的名下。
So I take off to California.
我就跑到加州去了。
Now I knew many people in California.
那我在加州认识很多人。
I used to pick my cocaine up there.
因为我曾经把那个可卡因从那边运过来。
In those days, you could fly down.
那个时候我可以飞来飞去。
And come back.
飞来。
With it just here.
那就是把那东西藏在地库里面。
Not like today.
那今天不行。
So I'm in California.
在加州。
And I'm selling drugs.
在那边放毒。
And it's a very powerful drug called angel dust.
当时呢，有一个非常特别有毒性的一个叫做 angel dust， 这天使什么灰尘。
It's made with horse tranquilizer.
就是用一种安眠剂放在里面。
I started selling this also.
我又开始卖这个东西，叫 angel dust.
This stuff is so powerful.
这个东西非常的有力量。
That you cannot snort it.
你不能去闻它。
You cannot eat it.
你不能吃它。
You cannot shoot it.
也不能打它。
One gram is very small.
那一克就是很小。
Out of one gram, you can cut 20 little lines.
但是一克里面你可以分成二十份。
One line on parsley.
那如果是一点点。
We get five people here so high.
就那么二十分之一的话，就让五个人就变得非常的 high.
You would not know where you were.
你就不知道你在哪里。
One night I was so high.
有一天晚上我非常的 high.
I was looking upside down under my couch.
我从我的这个床的那边往下看。
Under my couch, it looked like an airport.
那就是在我的床下面好像是这个在看这个飞机场一样。
I was watching planes come in.
我可以看到就是飞机在飞。
747, I'm not joking.
就是看到好像是那个747在飞。
That's what I thought.
就是你知道那个人那时候 high 的时候，就是都上瘾的时候，就看到这些东西。
I would tell my friends to look under the couch.
我就叫我的朋友也在床底下看。
They didn't see nothing.
他们什么也没看见。
So now I met a girl.
我就遇到一个女孩子。
And we were doing drugs together.
我们就一起放毒。
And the guy that I used to buy my drugs off of.
那有过去是从他那边买毒品。
His wife was a very strong Christian.
就是这个朋友是他的太太是一个非常。坚定的一个基督徒。
Her name was Susan.
她的名字叫做 Susan.
She told me many times.
她说
，If you're ever going to do something like kill yourself.
她说你要是不断的做毁坏你自己的事情。
Come and see me because I know Jesus.
因为你要来找我。
I said I want nothing to do with it. I was raised Catholic.
因为我认识耶稣，她说我跟耶稣没关系，我是天主教的。
I said I hate that. See, I don't mean religion.
我不是说是宗教。
He said, I know Jesus personally.
我个人认识耶稣。
Now this was very intriguing.
他说的话对我来说很有意，很有意思，意味深长。
But I did not listen to her.
我也没有听他的。
But she said, if you're ever going to kill yourself,
但是如果有一天你想自己要结束生命的话，
please come and see me.
你就来找我。
Now this drug I'm telling you about.
这个毒品我跟你讲的
I know one girl, she thought it was cocaine one time.
有一个女孩子有一天认为这个就是可卡因
Her brother's cocaine?
因为她的哥哥是用这种的
So she took a little wee bit.
她就拿了一点点
Not even enough for her brother to know.
她不让她哥哥知道
One little line, 1/20th.
就是取了一点点
She only snorted it.
她就开始闻了
She went into a coma for a week.
他就进入一个 coma 就是那植物人
That's how powerful this stuff is
这个东西就这么厉害
So now me and my girlfriend are getting so high
我和我的女朋友呢就是变得非常的瘾毒瘾就发作就是很 high
But I say why don't we eat a half a gram each
那我们就说我们两个人一人吃个半克怎么样
And go to the other side
我们就过了这个河了
Now I was only 18
我十八岁。
It was 40 years ago, April 7th this year.
就是四十年前的四月份。
So we're going to kill ourselves, and I'm this far away. One second, it would have been over.
其实我当时就是要自杀，就是只要吸那个东西就完了。
So I said to her, "Wait 1 minute, Bonnie."
她说 ，Bonnie， 你等一分钟。
I want to go talk to Susan.
我要跟那个 Susan 那个基督徒要去讲话。
She just lives across the alley.
她就在那边住在那边。
So I knock on her door at night.
我就在夜里面敲她的门。
It's about midnight.
半夜。
She answers the door, and I tell her what I'm going to do.
她就开门，她说我要做，我告诉她我要做什么。
She says, "No, no, don't."
她说你不要做，不要做。
She said, "I want to go and call my pastor."
她说我要叫我的牧师来。
Now I have no idea what a pastor is.
我那时候对牧师没有概念。
My frame of reference.
在我的这个长照系里面没有。
He's a priest.
我就觉得他是一个神父。
Some guy you call father.
你就叫他叫神父。
He dresses like a mother in a dress.
他这个穿着呢像个女人。
He has an office called the vestibule.
他就有一个办公室呢，就是 vestibule， 就是人家去认罪的地方。
And you could never get an audience with him.
但是呢，你从来也不会见到他的面。
And that's some special education thing.
这是一个特别教育的地方。
So she's running and calling what I think is a priest.
他就碰见跑去叫他的牧师，我认为是一个神父。
It's a pastor.
他就来了一个牧师。
But just that he would take her call.
他在这个牧师在接他电话的时候。
Then he invites me to his house.
他就半夜里面他就把我请到他家里去。
Right there, I knew something was different with him.
我就觉得这些人很不一样。
So now it's about 1 o'clock in the morning.
就是早晨1点钟。
I'm living in San Francisco.
我在San Francisco.
There's a place called Union City, a ways away.
在那个地方 ，Union City 就是在那个郊外。
That's where the pastor lives.
郊外就是牧师所住的地方。
So we're going down one of the big freeways in California.
我们就驾车穿高速公路。
Flying along.
就走。
And something inside of me.
我里面有一个声音。
Tells me to grab the wheel and pull the car off the road.
他就说你抓着这个方向盘呢，你就把它停到旁边。
It was the devil.
是仇敌。
He knew I was going to get saved.
撒旦知道我会得救。
I tell my lady friend Susan.
我就告诉我的朋友Susan.
She goes, "Don't."
他说你不要这样做。
You will go directly to hell.
他说你立刻就进了地狱。你如果这样做。
And I will go directly to heaven. She will.
我呢就上了天堂，因为他让他要那声音叫他抓方向盘。
So now fear like I've never felt before. Could you get my water, please?
那个时候呢，我立刻感觉到一个惧怕。
I literally are holding myself like this, and I'm in fear.
我就把我这样抓住，我就觉得真的有惧怕。
Now I wasn't a man who was afraid of anything.
那过去我从来什么都不怕。
But this night, their fear came on me.
那天他说了这个话，真的让我开始惧怕。
So now we get to the pastor's house, and I'm really intrigued with all of this.
那我们就来到牧师的家里面，我真的感觉到非常的好奇。
He automatically brings me to his house.
他立刻就把我接到他的家里面。
He starts showing me in First John. I know that now. I didn't know it then.
他就翻开圣经给我讲这个约翰一书。
You know First John chapter 1 where it says the fellowship we have.
讲到这个我们跟耶稣相交。
Is with one another. And with the Father and with the Son.
So
he's telling me that Jesus will accept me for all my sins. And I said, you mean I got to quit selling drugs? He didn't say yes. So I will introduce you to Jesus. And he will help you quit these things. I was getting talked to the message of grace. So I accept the Lord.
Duncan, could you come here so we can go here?
Otherwise, yeah, come around front, so I want to get you backing up.
Okay.
So I accept the Lord, and the fear goes right away. I noticed this. But my mind was still the same. They give me a Bible. And I start reading the book of John.
我就开始读约翰福音。
This started at midnight.
这是半夜发生的事情。
By the time I got home, it was probably 3 o'clock.
我就回家的时候大概3点钟。
Now, I don't know how to read very well.
那其实我读书读得不好。
But surprisingly,
但是非常吃惊,
I could read the Bible.
那天我很喜欢读圣经, 能读得很好。
And it made total sense to me.
但是好像在对我讲话。
So when I get to the end of the book of John, I realized how close I was to going to hell. See, I'm that sheep that went astray. I'm the one that was lost. And my king came and found me.
但是呢，我的王回来找见了我。
Put me on his shoulders.
他就把我放在他的肩膀上。
So I'm at the end of the book of John.
我就读到这个约翰福音最后。
And I'm crying just like I am now.
我就开始哭，就像今天哭一样。
And my tears are hitting the Bible.
我的这个泪珠呢，就滴满了我的圣经。
And I look up, and the room was filled with a haze.
那我通过泪水呢，看到整个的房间就好像在一个雾里面一样。
I didn't know it then, but I know it now.
那时候我不明白，现在我明白了。
It was the glory of God.
那真的就是神的荣耀。
And through this haze,
那通过这个迷雾,
I saw our king hanging on the cross.
那我就真的看到就是有一个王被钉在十字架上。
I was crying and weeping.
我就哭啊哭啊。
Starting to pee my pants.
那我事实上我的尿也流出来了。
I thought for sure he would look at me and condemn me.
我就说他肯定会定罪我。
I kept turning my head down, but I finally look up.
我就把头就转过来，我觉得不配。
And his eyes were blue.
那我看他的眼睛，看到一个蓝，深蓝色的眼睛。
Sometimes when I tell the story, people say, the Bible says his eyes are fire.
有时候因为有的人我讲到这个蓝色眼睛，有的人就说圣经里面说他的眼睛是火。
That was after the cross, not before.
那是在这个十字架之后的事情。
When I saw him, he was on the cross.
当我看他的眼睛的时候，他在十字架上。
His eyes were such a deep, wonderful blue.
但是他的眼睛是一个深深的海洋的蓝色。
Can you look right into my spirit?
他直接的看到我的灵里面。
He said, I love you and I love them.
他就说我爱你，我也爱他们。
Go tell them.
你也告诉他们，我为他们而死。
Now I've been saved 40 years.
我今天就是40，得救已经40年。
Been a pastor and a missionary for 30.
我做牧师，做宣教士有好多年。
Broken the devil's back many times.
我好多时候真的是对仇敌造成了一个威胁。
I'm back one more time to break it one more time.
我再次要回来，要来继续的来踩。
But let me pick this up. We're in California now.
那我再回到加州的那些日子。
Now I go stay in the pastor's house.
那我现在呢就住在牧师的家里。
Every day he's teaching me as a disciple.
那每一天呢他就教导我。
In that 1 month I read the whole New Testament.
所以呢在一个月的时间我把整个新约都读了一遍。 我只是一个月的基督徒。
I get a phone call from my brother's girlfriend.
我就接到一个从我的哥哥的女朋友来的电话。
You see, he needs you to come back. He's going to get 10 years for the guns in the apartment because he caught him with my gun.
他就说呢，你的哥哥需要你回来，因为他要为他的藏枪要坐牢10年。
Now he might not got 10 because of bullet. He didn't get the bullet, but he would have got at least 5.
因为他们没有发现这个子弹呢，它至少要做五年的牢。
So now I get on a bus to come back to Canada.
所以呢，我就坐公共车呢，就开始回加拿大。
The pastor did not want me to, but I had to.
但是呢，牧师不想让我离开，但是我觉得我必须要走。
All the way in the bus, I was sharing the gospel.
所以呢，在这个公共车上面，就是长途车里面，我就开始讲耶稣。
Had everybody singing gospel songs.
所以我见在那边就开始带领人在唱这个福音的歌曲。
I was leading people to Jesus all the way back to Canada.
我就在回加拿大的路上带领人信主。
I get to the border in White Rock.
在白石那个边境上面。
And I walk in, I say, my name's Randy DiNardo. I'm here to turn myself in.
我就告诉他们说我是Randy DiNardo, 我今天呢自首来了。
They go into the computer, but my mugshots have long hair.
但是呢我的过去的那个照片是一个长头发的。
So they say to me, you're not Randy DiNardo, get out of here.
他们的计算机里面有我的档案，但是长头发。
I'm trying to turn myself in.
你不是 DiNardo, 你走吧。
I said, take my fingerprints and find out. So they finally do.
我要自首，但是呢他们说你走吧。
Then they can't believe, then they grab me and handcuff me.
我后来我说你看我的指纹，我就是 Randy DiNardo, 后来他们就戴手铐了。
I said, I turn myself in, he said, I don't know that, because I sat there so long, the original guy I told didn't even know that it was me. So they started treating me very rough. I had a letter from the pastor. They did not want to hear it. They sent a man who was a black belt in white crane kung fu.
那他们就送了一个呢，就是这个黑带的这个跆拳道高手来。
From Edmonton to come and get me.
从埃德明顿来就来叫什么招待我。
Because right on my record it says runner.
因为在我的记录里面呢，我是一个 runner， 就是逃跑的一个人。
I have jumped off cliffs.
我从那个悬崖上跳。
Out of speeding cars.
有时候在这个快跑的车里面跳出去。
Through double pane picture windows off the second floor.
有时候那个双层玻璃的这个几楼上，就是从玻璃里面就冲出去。
So they could not believe I would turn myself in.
他们就根本不相信我会来自首。
So now this kung fu man picks me up and takes me to the airport.
这个功夫高手呢，就把我带到这个飞机场去。
He was the first one to read the letter.
他是第一个来真正看那个牧师的信的。
By that time I got to Edmonton, I didn't lead him to Christ, but he says you have a very good case.
当他把我带到埃德明顿的时候，在整个的路上我就给他传福音，他就说你已经情况很好了。
So he turns me over to the Edmonton police.
他就把我呢送给埃德明顿的警察局。
Now these guys hate me.
但是这些警察
they beat me.
非常仇恨我。
They beat me this time. They beat me many times.
他就是打我又打我。
We got you, DiNardo.
我今天抓住了你
DiNardo. You're gonna get 5 or 10 years for those guns.
你为你的签字要付上五年十
年。And escaping your brother.
我跟你的这个哥哥要住在一起，关在一起。
And escaping his girlfriend.
跟你的这个他的女朋友。
You're going to jail for a long time.
你们将来的监狱里面要待很长很长。
I thought so too.
我想也应该是这样。
I come into the courtroom.
我就进到这个叫什么法庭里面。
All of a sudden, there's that cloud again.
那就是看到的是同样一群人。
It's the glory of God.
我看到的是神的荣耀。
I know it now. I didn't know it then.
我现在知道，那是那时候不知道。
But the Holy Ghost came on me.
但是那时候圣灵就是来到我的里面。
I hand the letter to the prosecutor, who hand it to the judge.
我就把那个牧师的信就交给法官。
As he's reading, I'm telling the story of what happened.
当他当时在读的时候，我现在给你告诉就是原来发生的状况。
How I changed that one day my clothes.
那就是我告诉他们我做了什么事情。
The police opened the door.
那什么这个警察当时。
So I said, Your Honor, I would have been caught there.
我那个时候可能要被抓掉。
I was going to kill myself in California.
我在加州可能要自杀掉。
I've changed my whole life. God has changed my whole life.
但是神改变了我的整个一生。
Now the prosecution.
当时他给我们的这个罪名
cannot find the paperwork for the charges for the guns.
但是他们找不见我藏枪的证据。
They can't charge me for escaping my brother and sister in law.
他们也不能为我包庇，就是放走我的哥哥和他的女朋友来负责。
Because they didn't catch me there.
因为他们那个地方没有抓到我。
So they only have one charge.
他们有一个罪名。
Of aiding and abetting.
就是。
That means helping them come out, aiding and abetting, helping them come out.
就是帮助了罪犯。
Now they can't find the other paperwork, so the judge says we're going to have a recess.
他们就说当时找不到什么证据，就说你先休庭。
See, I give you 15 minutes to get the paperwork for his charges.
他说就是告诉他们说你15分钟把他的这个证据要都要拿回来。
We come back in.
我们就回厅。
There's that cloud again.
就是那群人。
And he says to me, he says to the prosecution first.
他首先是给那个原告的人。
They said, we can't find the paperwork.
我们找不见纸张。
They said, we want a recess for a couple of days.
我们要休庭好几天。
The judge says, no, I'm going to sentence him on the one charge, and that's all.
那个法官就说，我不等了，现在今天一天就按照这一个证据来定案就好了。
He said, stand up, young man.
他说，你站起来，小伙子。
He said, something has definitely happened to you.
他说你的生命里面绝对发生了什么变化。
I see your record.
我看到你的证据。
I see this letter.
看到你的信。
And I hear you speak.
我看到你怎么讲话。
Today you're getting a break.
今天你要休息了。
I only got 14 days.
我只给了我14天。
I was in a jail in
10 days. 14天在监狱里面。
Give him praise, yes, give him praise.
是吧，感谢主。
Now,Things didn't go perfect from then on. It's been a struggle.
当然，从那个时候，并不说一切就变得如此美好，而是心里面很多的挣扎。
Because all I could find in Canada was religion.
在加拿大，所有的地方找到的只有宗教。
I would go from church to church to church.
从一个教会到另一个教会。
And I say, what Bible are they reading?
你们在读的什么圣经呢
？Everything you're doing is not in the Bible.
好多东西他们做的不是圣经上的事情。
But I've quit selling drugs.
当然，我就停止。放毒了。
And I'm washing windows in Deep Cove.
我就在那个 Deep Cove， 就是北翁呢，就是洗窗户。
And a lady walks by. I'm on a roof washing windows.
那就是我在那个地方呢，在吊在那个地方在洗窗户。
She says,
有一个女士路过。
She says, What are you doing?
她说你在这里做什么
？I'm talking to Jesus.
她说我在给耶稣讲话。
She goes, You see that house up there?
她说你看到那边那个房子吗
？This is in Deep Cove, North Vancouver.
这是在北翁的那个富人区。
I said yes.
Deep Cove.
He says, There's a pastor up there.
她说我就说知道，人那边牧师住在那边。
Now I know what a pastor is now.
那我现在知道什么是牧师。
I run up the stairs. There's 101 stairs.
当时101个阶梯，我就跑上去了。
I get to the top and knock on the door.
我就在敲门上去。
He talks to me.
他就给我讲话。
And says we're starting a church in the Avalon Hotel.
他说我们将要在 Avalon Hotel 开始一个教会。
In North Vancouver.
在北翁。
He tells me to come on this certain date.
他就告诉我某一天你来。
He had a team with him.
他有一个团队。
They give out 1,500 flyers.
他就有这个。1,500张单张要发。
I'm the only one who showed up.
那我是只有一个人出现的。
But this man took me.
但是这个人呢，他就真的带着我。
He had come from Rhema Bible School, Kenneth Hagin's Bible School.
他是过去 Kenneth Hagin 是很有名的牧师的一个神学院毕业的，他就来了。
I went to Bible school for 2 years.
我就进到那个神学院两年。
I got born again. I got baptized in the Holy Ghost.
我就被圣灵充满了。
Which was another
受了圣灵的洗。
Very dramatic.
那是另外一个非常特别的经历。
I was in Bible school. And I had so much work to do.
我在神学院呢有这么多的事情要做。
Because we had Bible school on Saturday.
我们有星期六有这个 Bible school.
We had 4 subjects.
有四个课。
And then all week we had to do our homework.
每一天我们都要做作业。
So I'm working. I had to catch up because I started Bible school 5 weeks late.
那我一边还要工作，所以呢我有时候会迟交作业。
In an 11-week semester.
这是11个月的一个学期。
So I had to catch up. He said, if you can catch up by the end of the semester, I will let you finish the next 2 semesters.
那我必须要赶上功课，赶不上的话，你必须还得。
So I'm working very hard, but it's burning me out.
但是我拼命工作，拼命着，但是我觉得好像受不了。
And that year, my natural father died 2 weeks before this too.
但是在这个之前呢，我的生父就去世了。
I'd never seen him since I'd left home.
事实上，当他离开家的时候，我就从来也没见着他。
But I was very upset.
但是我心里面非常的
难过。He wanted me to go see him, and I didn't.
难过，他那时候要我去看他，但我不去看他。
So I'm in a prayer meeting now.
但是我这时候在一个祷告会里面。
I'm on my knees.
我就跪在那里。
And all I said is, Papa.
我就说，天上的父啊。
I need more.
我的爸爸，我需要更多。
I was in very good shape at the time.
那个时候我的身体啊各方面都挺好。
Here's what they told me.
他们就告诉我。
They said you were crying with your hands up. He said.
他就上帝就告诉我说你的手举起来向我祷告
on your knees
在你的跪下来的时候
and something hit you like a gunshot
就是说有一个东西好像是打枪一样
you bent right to the ground
你跪在下面
and you sprung up
跪在下面跳起来。
Your knees came right off the ground and you landed a couple feet away on your knees still.
就说他膝盖上跳起来就
screaming in tongues.
就开始用方言。
I didn't know what tongues was. They hadn't told me yet.
我那时候也不懂方言，但是没有人告诉我。
So both things were very dramatic in my heart.
当时就非常的一个戏剧性的。
But I was such a crazy guy.
哎，我本来就是一个比较
Jesus had to do this
crazy guy.
Now I'm going to give you a story about one of the craziest things I ever did.
我要告诉你一个非常 crazy.
But at the end of this, you won't believe what happened.
那你在后面你可能不相信发生了什么。
This is in 1986, my craziest summer of my whole life.
在96年的时候，那个夏天要结束。
Yeah, I got saved, but it had been years before I went to Bible school. I didn't go to Bible school until after the story I tell you.
我这个故事呢是发生在我去神学院之前。
I had brought a bunch of cocaine from Edmonton to Vancouver.
我当时呢就带了很多的这个可卡因从这爱德明顿带到温哥华。
Some guys know I had it. I was staying in the city center hotel downtown.
那有好多人就知道，因为我在这个downtown 里面的一个住在一个 hotel 里面。
They tried to come into my apartment. I see them coming down the hall with guns.
当时呢，我看到他们带着枪来的。
So I ran out my apartment.
那我就从那边就下去。
Out the window.
就
across the alley to another apartment.
就是跑从通过后线呢跑到另外一个。
I run up the stairs.
我就跑上去。
A guy comes around the corner with a gun drawn on me.
那另外一个人呢就一个枪就对着我。
There's a door right there, so I kick it open. Boom.
那边有个门呢，我就一脚踹开。
I run to the apartment. There's a big window.
那我就跑到那个房间里面。
There's a lady laying on the couch.
有一个女士呢睡在那边。
This is what I say.
我就给她讲。
I'm a low flying jet and I'm flying through.
他说我是一个低飞行的一个jet， 就是一个飞机啊。
I run, I hit the double pane picture window off the second floor.
我就从二楼上的这个双层玻璃窗里面就跳出去。
If you've ever done anything crazy like this,
如果你好多时候做这种 crazy 事情
，you know everything kind of slows down.
你知道每一个事情就会慢下来。
I'm flying through the air, glass and everything's flying everywhere.
我就是冲出去的时候呢，玻璃到处乱飞。
I see police cars everywhere.
我就看到这个警察的车到处都是。
I have a couple ounces of cocaine with me.
我当时呢就有几个盎司的这个可卡因在我的身上。
But they see me come flying through the window, but I fell behind a fence.
但是他们看到我从窗户里面飞出来，但是掉在一个栅栏的后面。
Thinking very fast in this situation.
我那种情况下，我的反应非常的快。
Concrete patio. I pick up one patio and throw it underneath the rock and let it drop.
那当时呢，就是那个地方有一个东西呢，我立刻把我的毒品就藏在那个下面。
Two seconds later, they get me.
两秒钟之后，他们立刻就抓住我。
Take me to the hospital.
把我带到医院里面去。
They're stitching me up. The doctor.
他们把首先把封住我的伤口，用玻璃窗口。
The police had gone down the hall.
那我的警察呢，就走在下面了。
I hear them coming back.
我就听见他们来了。
I would not let her freeze, as it would take too long. So I made her stitch it without freeze. I want to get away.
因为我当时没有让他们麻醉做这个就立刻缝，因为我想跑。
A big scar in my back here.
那背上我还有一道痕。
That's from flying through the window. I could not because they were coming. I could not let them stitch that.
那个地方呢，因为警察来了，我没有让他们。
So all I did is put tape on that. So I basically
我就
I ran away.
我就把胶带贴在那个地方就跑掉了。
So I got this scar to remember.
那现在呢，就留下一个印记。
So now, they don't. Nothing happened because of this.
但是这个事情呢，什么也没发生。
A big war goes on with me and these guys, but that's another story.
他们那边有一些战斗。
Many, many years later, I'm saved.
后来呢，我就得救了。
My wife and me had got married.
后来我的太太和我就结婚了。
And the family, friends, and family did not like me.
我的所有的亲朋好友其实都不喜欢我。
Because they were very religious.
因为他们非常的宗教化。
One of the family friends, I mean.
我的一个家庭的朋友呢
，Her name is Tony，
她的名字叫 Tony。
She lives in Victoria。
她这个女人住在维多利亚。
Now this is 20 years after I fly through the window。
这是二十年，就是我从窗户里面飞出去二十年之后的事情。
We go to her house。
我就去到她家。
And she got a little upset with Debbie。
她呢对我的太太就有意见。
Why would you change religion？
她说你为什么要改变信仰
？She turns it over to me。
她就装向我。
We start talking。
我们就开始交流。
And I start telling the story I just told you.
我就给这个女士呢就告诉同样的故事。
When I got to the point of saying I'm a low flying jet, I'm just flying through.
我就等到我是一个低飞行的这个飞机的这一段的时候。
She freaked out. She goes, Oh my God!
她就吓得要死。
I say, What's wrong? She goes, you've got to be saved. I said, what do you mean? That was my friend so-and-so laying on the couch. And she said, you said exactly that 20 years ago. I'm a low-flying jet coming through. She knew it was me, because no one else would say this. She got born again, spirit filled right there. With the turning of her whole family. So God, you see how God can use you no matter what. See how many times I could have died. I have many, many more stories, but I don't want to tell too many now. So many times I almost died. But last June 13th, I did die.
去年的这个
I had open heart surgery.
6月13号 我就真的死过去了，就有一个心脏手术。
Before the surgery,
心脏手术之前,
I had been drinking again.
不能用钱,
way too much.
那在这个之前呢, 我就喝了不少酒。
I had been kind of away from God since I left from up north to come back down here.
我就觉得从北面这个服侍神一段时间来到这边呢, 就是好像我离神就远了。
So, I'm working very hard for somebody.
我呢为一个人就拼命做工。
And I think I'm just getting older. I didn't know I had a heart situation like this.
我自己觉得我好像就是可能年纪大了，我不知道我的心脏有问题。
Thank God in Lang, I live right next to the paramedics, right next door.
在兰陵呢，感谢主，我正好住在这个医院的旁边。
So I said, Debbie, go downstairs and get the paramedic. I can't breathe.
我就立刻告诉我的太太说， Debbie, 你去找那个 paramedic， 就是大夫立刻来。
And our building does not have an elevator.
我们的住的地方呢，没有这个电梯。
So they had to bring me down the stairs.
他们要把我抬下去。
They're saying, Randy, breathe, Randy, breathe. I can't breathe.
他们就说你来呼吸。
They're saying, you've got to breathe, you've got to breathe. I can't breathe.
你必须要呼吸。
They get me into the ambulance. We're going to the hospital.
他们就抬到这个救护车去到医院。
They are very worried. They're telling me, if you don't breathe, you're going to die.
他们就告诉我，你如果不呼吸，你就死了。
Now we're only 4 blocks from the hospital, but I basically could not breathe all that way.
虽然只有四个街区离的医院，但是我没有办法呼吸。
When they were bringing me into the hospital, I couldn't breathe. My hands were hitting the wall. I could not get a breath.
从那个时候进医院的时候，我的手。